Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Hey, and thank you so much. We are back. This is hour number two at 6 minutes after Facebook Live with John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Tiger's still with us here momentarily. John, that's kind of nice. Tiger, you're going to do a little overtime with us?
Yeah, do a little overtime.
Oh, appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because I know you do have some place to be. Anyway, from Biz Talk Radio, I guess Marilyn could not hold on. But if you do want to call back, Marilyn, we'll be glad to hear your quote of the week. Your quote of the week. We heard John's last hour. 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. Do you have any emails, John, by the way?
I do. I have the one that I shared with you during the break.
That was a very nice email, by the way.
Yeah. I'm not sure who this is from. But they said, just wanted to let you know that I'm addicted to you guys. The three of you are a very pleasant part of my Sunday morning. She must listen to the replay.
She listens to the replay, yes.
Right. If for some reason I don't get to listen to you, it's if I didn't get to have my favorite tea that day. That's a sad situation. Anyhow, I just want you to know that I think you're fantastic.
And that was from your brother Dave?
You just made that up.
That's what John does. He writes.
Yeah,
he writes. I always wonder. During the break.
Yeah, he has 12 email accounts he likes to write compliments to himself from.
That's very nice, John.
If I wrote that, you know it would have just mentioned how great I was.
Yeah.
Here's another one. It's kind of long, but it has something besides telling us how great we are. It has to do with hummingbirds.
Okay, good.
It says, hi, John, Tiger, and Brian. And your name is spelled right.
Thank you so much with a Y.
Yes.
That means a lot. That's huge.
B-R-Y-A-N.
Very good.
I live in Redding, California, and I'm watching your show on Facebook Live this morning since we no longer get it live on Sunday mornings. What a great treat to see you guys in action. Today it's going to be 105 in Redding, so don't complain about your weather. Hey, it's going to be hot here starting tomorrow.
Yep, and humid. The humidity's back.
And we're going, at least in Fallbrook, going up over 100 on Monday or something like that. So she says, I have an observation that I'd like to pass along. I have a hummingbird feeder up all year round, and I have Anna's hummingbirds that winter over here, and my bird feeder helps them get through the cold months. Every spring and autumn, the Rufus hummers migrate through. I saw my first Rufus of the fall yesterday, and I bet that you guys will start to see them over the next 2 weeks in your part of the state as they migrate on down to Mexico. They must spend the winter in Mexico. With my heat here in Redding, it's exciting to know that fall weather is right around the corner. Good health to all of you. Chris.
Thank you, Chris. And we do have a hummingbird feeder in our patio, and those suckers go through that bottle in about 2 or 3 days, I was telling Tiger earlier. And they're very protective, and they don't like to share.
Well, they got to fly to Mexico.
All that sugar, they got to get the energy to fly to Mexico, right?
Flap your wings at 1,000 beats per minute or whatever they do all the way down to Mexico. You wouldn't want to share your sugar water with anyone either.
I don't. I used to have a hummingbird feeder, but now I have so many flowers in my yard that just let them work for it.
Yeah, let them get the real stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. None of that preservatives or anything.
Yeah, it's bad for them. That's why they like it. That's a hummingbird feed is like a fast food drive through for hummingbirds. That's what that is. That's all it is.
I've got so many butterflies in my yard this year.
That's
more
a good
than
sign.
I've ever had before.
And different varieties?
Different varieties, but yeah. A lot of monarchs.
Yeah.
And I think the monarchs are from the Asclepias that I planted.
They're attracted to it.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of milkweed. Is a host for the
monarch butterfly.
Monarch butterfly. You read my mind. Got stuck there for a second.
Oh, that's funny.
I should take a picture. The flowers, when you look at Asclepias flowers, they're kind of interesting. But the seed pods on the one called the family jewels are very interesting. I don't know if I can put a picture of that.
Fuzzy balls?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, it's a real thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with it. Why don't you put it in the newsletter? Put it in the newsletter.
All right. I will.
It's a good idea.
Speaking of the newsletter, did you read my article about what the Sam Hill is that roast?
I did, but I want to mention to people, if you don't get the newsletter, you must. It's almost a prerequisite. We don't demand it, but we encourage it by going to our website, gardenamerica.com. And the
thought we were going to demand it. Like, you're not allowed to listen to the show unless you get the newsletter.
We're contemplating that. Yeah. So is it on? It's on the homepage, John. Is it the right-hand side they click to get the newsletter?
Of our website.
Of the website,
If you go to gardenamerica.com.
Right.
Upper right-hand corner, it just says sign up for newsletter.
Right.
You click on that, put in your email address, and you're ready to go.
So all you have to do, we do not share the information, but you'll get a sneak preview of the upcoming show, the guest, and the various things. We share pictures. People send us pictures. So it's a nice weekly thing to get that keeps you up to date on what's happening with Garden America.
Yeah, and there's always some good articles in there.
Yeah,
some,
such as the one you're going to talk about right now.
That one, and then there was the Did You Know, too, about the world's largest flower, the Rafflesia, which is near extinction. And you got this huge flower that's like 6 feet across. I would really like to see one. It's never, the seeds have never been germinated. No one's ever been able to do it.
So nobody's ever been able to propagate it? So.
Yeah, can't propagate it. And it's a parasite. It only grows on one species of vine. If that vine disappears,
then it disappears.
That's very specialized. You know, a lot of organisms are specialized, but that's taking it to the extreme where this is the only place it can grow.
And you can only see that in our newsletter, correct?
Or somewhere in tropical Asia.
I mean, as far as the topic we're talking about now, because
you wouldn't
it is
usually
featured.
Stumble across that. So it's
I think Marilyn is back.
Oh, well, let's not make her wait any longer.
Hi, Marilyn. You're back, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, you have a quote you want to share with us.
Yes. One way to open your eyes is to ask yourself, what if I had never seen this before? What if I knew I would never see it again?
I've heard that quote
before,
and that's one of my favorite quotes.
That's a good quote.
Yeah.
Rachel Carson.
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's one of John's favorite people.
It is.
And I wanted to tell you also, my Brandywine orange tomatoes, they're huge and delicious.
Mm. Oh, good, because I got an email, it was maybe 4 to 6 weeks ago, from Mary in Napomo, telling me she wasn't getting any fruit on her orange Brandywine. And I told her that that's probably one of the last tomatoes to set fruit. And I gave her some instructions on how to maybe get those pollinated. So you really like the flavor on that one, huh?
Oh, it's marvelous. I offered it to a neighbor who came down, and I said, maybe you'd like to take this home for your dinner. And he ate the whole thing right then, and it was...
Right then and there.
He didn't get it to his family. But it's like 8 feet tall. And it's supported with hog wire fencing.
Oh, wow. Well, I never planted mine until July.
a little late, isn't it?
It was very late, but I do have fruit now. It's not ripe yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing it ripen.
There are and the squash are starting to form.
All right. All right.
Well, you've got a lot of blossoms, and you explained those aren't going to do anything. I thought something
right.
was seeing them. And
yeah.
what do you do about white fly on your hibiscus?
Well, there's a couple things you can do. If you spray with spinosad, that'll take care of it. But I find that the easiest thing to do is to take the Bayer all-in-one rose care, and you just mix it up and pour it at the base of the hibiscus, and it takes care of all the insects for the entire season. You don't have to spray or do anything else.
So the spinosad first and then apply the Bayer after that?
Yeah, it's the Bayer all-in-one rose and flower care. You don't even need to spray with the spinosad if you do that.
It'll fall off and go away.
Yeah.
And hibiscus are such problems. It's guaranteed to have white fly problems.
Yeah,
giant white fly, especially.
And so to, you know, be out there spraying constantly is tough. So sometimes you have to
buy it, plant it, and use Bayer.
Yeah, and I like the fact that you don't have to keep spraying.
Yeah.
And when you spray, you're bound to get something you don't want to get.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
We hope that helps. Marilyn, thank you for calling back. We do appreciate it.
And thank you for your time.
You betcha.
Oh, Brian,
yes, ma'am.
Identify your music because I like it, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, today's show, we're music free, but we will do that from now on. That's a very good point. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to start doing that. All righty. Yeah, today we're music free. We're trying to see if we can keep this this show up on Facebook Live after the show's over. 60 minutes after the hour, we are approaching 17 after, which makes a lot of sense. We're going to take a break and come right back after this. Do stay with us.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is exactly 21 minutes after the hour. We are back. Tiger has exited the studio. Now, John, you said that Tiger is going to become a godfather. Is that right?
He is. He's going to be a, you know, sometimes I try not to be jealous of Tiger.
And everything he does and his youth and all that?
He's so good looking. He's so young.
You know what? You have a man crush on him.
And now he's going to be a godfather.
I got to tell you, you know, you asked me for a favor. Okay, be your godfather.
I want to be him.
Is this a man crush is what you have on him?
You
were him at one time.
A little bit behind, though.
A little bit behind?
A little bit behind. I told my wife if I was 20 years younger, I could be somebody.
But, and now you're nobody.
Just nobody.
Okay, you know what? It's go ahead.
Oh.
We both have, you know, simultaneous thoughts, stream of consciousness.
Well,
go ahead.
We never finished talking about what the Sam Hill is that rose. Right. I was going to do that.
Is an article in this week's newsletter.
Is an article on this week's in this week's newsletter. And, you know, there's a group of people that are known as rose rustlers, and they go to ghost towns, abandoned cemeteries, and vacant lots that
they look for roses.
They
don't
have
they?
Roses growing yeah. on them, and they take cuttings and they try to propagate them, and then maybe categorize them, find out what they really are, and. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't, but there's this one rose that was found growing on the grave of Samuel Hill. And the way the story goes is that Sam Hill was the uncle of Jesse James. And they found this rose growing on his grave, and I have one at home now, and it's really a nice rose, very fragrant. But one of the unique things about Sam Hill himself was that he was notorious for his bad language. And his language was so bad that they developed the euphemism, what the Sam Hill.
Exactly.
So it's kind of neat to have a rose that could have disappeared, except that, somebody pulled it off a grave and started propagating it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since that time, it's been found growing in other areas. And it's come out with other names and probably about a dozen different instances of where this was found with a dozen different names. And it's got so many names that it's now known by the rose with many names.
The rose with many names.
So anyway, that's just one of the things that you can read if you do get our weekly newsletter.
I know that if you're watching on Facebook, for some reason, our camera is stuck on a shot of really nothing. It's the left-hand side of the board.
You've been talking about doing a show about nothing, and there we go.
And since Tiger isn't here, he usually is the one in charge of directing the various shots that we have here. Hopefully that will correct itself. Otherwise, I know that's very boring to look at, so we'll try to alleviate that.
But anybody that's listening on the radio is going, thank God.
Yeah, thank goodness. We have no idea what you're talking about.
That's right.
855-424-9825. John at GardenAmerica.com here on Biz Talk Radio. It's the John and Brian show for the next 35 minutes or so here on this Saturday. We thank you so much for joining us. And again, questions, comments, John at GardenAmerica.com. And, of course, right there on Facebook, too, as we work on that that camera shot. John?
Should we read some of the comments on Facebook for the people who are on the radio?
Yeah, go ahead, and I'm going to see what I can do about that shot.
There's some nice ones. Lenore, by the way, gave us a shout-out. Debbie made a comment that she loved the Rachel Carson quote that Marilyn shared with us. So, Marilyn, we thank you again for that nice quote. And then Patty in San Marcos says that last weekend the painted lady butterflies were swarming around the buddleia bushes. And, Brian, you know the common name for buddleia is butterfly bush because they attract so many butterflies. And then one of my good friends from my childhood, Rita, came across our Facebook broadcast, and give a shout out to Rita, and hope all is well with you, Rita. And then let's see, what are you doing, Brian? I feel nervous with you there behind.
Well,
me.
I'm trying to get at least a standard or wide shot. Because if you see what people are looking at right now, if they're watching on Facebook, that is just boring. That is just a stack of papers right there. So you want to continue with reading some of the emails and comments?
Well, Patty said that she's getting ready to plant winter tomatoes and wants to know what are the most prolific. And I guess if we're going to talk about winter tomatoes, we have to realize that we're only talking about the southern states. Northern climates, of course, you're going to be harvesting your tomatoes for maybe another month, and then that's it. They're going to freeze, and no chance of planting winter tomatoes. But what are known as winter tomatoes are tomatoes that will set fruit even when the temperatures, nighttime temperatures, get really cold. And normally, in order for a tomato to set fruit, the nighttime temperatures have to be in the high 60s to 70s. But the thing about winter tomatoes is that they will set fruit when the temperature's down in the 30s, which is really unusual. Now, the one thing to remember about the tomatoes is that even though they'll set fruit when the temperature's in the 30s, they won't grow when the temperature's in the 30s. So, I see you moved that, Brian. It worked out good. So even though the temperature's in the 30s and the plant's going to fruit, it's not going to grow. So, you do need to plant winter tomatoes now so they'll get enough growth on
right.
them so that when the weather cools off, they'll set fruit.
We say, what, August, September, after that, a little too late?
Yeah, it's too late after that. So, Patty's right, you know, getting ready to plant hers now. Now's the time to get them in. And she wanted to know the varieties that were the most prolific. Stupichka is probably the most prolific.
I haven't heard that name in a long time around here. Stupichka.
Stupichka. And Stupichka is spelled not like it sounds, because it's spelled S-T-U-P-I-C-E.
What is the origin?
It looks like stupus.
It sounds like... It's not Italian or Sicilian, is it? What is that?
No, I think it's Czech or one of
okay.
the Slovakian
okay.
languages. And the reason you remember why we know it's pronounced Stupichka.
I remember discussing it when Sharon was with us many times.
Well, we had a caller, and back then we were calling it Stupus.
Yeah, exactly.
And the callers called and said, the only thing stupid about that tomato is the way you guys
pronounce
it.
The way you guys are pronouncing it, Stupichka.
It's Stupichka or Stupich. So it can be Stupich. Stupich sounds Italian when you say it like that. But it's Stupichka. Another one is Sasha's Altai. And when we come back from the break,
we'll talk
about
more.
A little bit more about it.
So I've got us on a wide shot there on Facebook. We do apologize for what happened just prior to that. I hope you're still with us on Facebook watching. It's going to be probably a wide shot of John and I for the rest of the show because Tiger's not here and I don't really know what I'm doing, but did my best to give you a good shot there. We're approaching 30 minutes after the hour. Brian Main, John Bagnasco. You're tuned in to the Garden America radio show.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we are back. It is John Bagnasco, Brian Main, 35 minutes after the hour here, Garden America. john@gardenamerica.com. Questions, comments, or right there on Facebook as we do our best to answer. And it was interesting, John, because you heard from somebody that you hadn't seen for a long time, somebody you went to high school with? Is that right?
Well, somebody I grew up with, kind of a family friend, mm-hmm. relative.
And after all this time, she stumbles on Facebook, and there you are.
Actually, she's my aunt's sister.
Oh, okay. So there's a connection there.
Yeah.
And there's a nice shot of the paper again.
Well, you know,
oh my God.
Rochelle on Facebook said, good job on the camera, but...
yeah.
Got to take that comment back. Rochelle, we need our Tiger.
We need Tiger back here. At least I need to learn how to do this exactly, yeah. As far as setting up the shots.
Brian has no idea what he's doing there. You know, Dale mentioned that also we were talking about cool season tomatoes. He mentioned that the subarctic tomatoes, like there's subarctic plenty and subarctic sweet, and they all do well. And the subarctic tomatoes were developed in Greenland.
As, of all the places, you would think.
Right, and it was because of the U.S. Armed Forces that were stationed in Greenland, so they would have a source of vitamin C.
How about that?
Yeah.
Where'd you pick up that tidbit from?
You know, I don't know, and it might not be true.
It's a good story, though.
I think it's true. And other varieties of tomatoes, if you're looking for, you know, I mentioned Stupichka's the best, I think, and the most prolific. But the thing about Stupichka is that it's a very acid tomato. So most of the cool season tomatoes are going to be more on the acidy side. You don't get a lot of sweetness in winter tomatoes because most tomatoes need the heat in order to develop their sugars. But another good one, Stupichka is a small tomato, but another nice size slicing tomato would be Jet Setter. And that's going to have a little more sweetness or balance to it. And then if you run across tomatoes that if you think of the names, they'll tell you that they're cool season.
Like, just by the name, like, wait a minute, Arctic, isn't there an Arctic something?
Well, we just did the Subarctic.
Subarctic.
Right, but there's also Glacier.
Okay.
And Siberia. So... if you come across names like that, they're most likely going to be cool season
tomatoes. So that means for the Siberia, the tomato is very cold or very isolated. Siberia, you know, the middle of nowhere.
I know what you're talking about. I was just trying to make sense out of it, and my mind just wouldn't go any further than that. Yeah, there is there's also a tomato called Bloody Butcher.
I don't know if I've heard of that before. Have we talked about Bloody Butcher?
I don't think we have, but that is another cool season tomato. There's also a tomato that grows in either the spring, summer, or fall called San Francisco Fog. But in my opinion, San Francisco, you might as well get a tomato from the supermarket because it's going to have more flavor than
really?
San Francisco Fog. Yeah. At one time, I remember we were at... we were at the San Francisco Flower Show, and we were selling grafted tomatoes. This mm-hmm. was probably about 7 years ago. And I put up a sign that said, "Friends, don't let friends plant San Francisco Fog."
Oh, boy, and you're in San Francisco.
Yeah, and the thing about it is it's difficult to get roses. It's difficult to get tomatoes to produce in a cold climate
right.
like San Francisco.
Sure.
So they're just happy to have anything.
Exactly.
And I understand. But if you have another choice, there are other tomatoes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, if you put in grafted tomatoes, they're going to bear well and you get great
right.
fruit.
Sure.
So, anyway, that's about it for planting tomatoes here in the fall.
And this is, again, September, you're okay. After September, it's probably going to be too late.
Yeah, the other thing that we're almost coming, we've got about another 2 weeks, and then it's going to be too late, is if you want to plant bearded iris
mm-hmm.
and you want them to bloom next year, they need to be in the ground within the next 2 weeks. They'll still grow if you plant them into October, but the odds are they're not
right.
going to bloom.
They need to establish prior to October, right?
Yeah. Also, if you have clumps of them at home and you need to divide them, mm-hmm. now's the time to divide.
Hey, we should mention, too, a little bit off topic, but normally every year the rose auction is every November, and this year it's going to be in October.
It is, and next year it's in October also.
So that means that as you prepare to grow your various roses for the show, that you have to adjust your timeline.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at about towards the end of next week or the beginning mm-hmm. of the following week, I've got to cut them all back.
You say, what, about 6 weeks is the prime time
frame? Yeah, 6 weeks during the growing season. As you get into shorter days, it takes a little bit longer than 6 weeks for them to grow again.
There's that great shot of the paper. We apologize. This will be the last week this
Can't
happens.
Can't you put something interesting in that basket?
I really should, huh? So at least they have something to look at and they can hear us. I don't know why it wants to default to that, because it should be going back and forth with all the camera angles that we have, but it's one of those things.
Well, I can't even believe you have it on because there's no way I
sit and look at that.
There's no reason I have any or no way I have any idea of how to even turn that thing on. So what you've done there is a lot more than I could do.
Anyway, 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Tell us a little bit about how your veggie pod is doing.
Veggie pod's doing fantastic. In fact, I should probably post some pictures. This has got to be the easiest thing that I've ever done in terms of something that I've never done before, brand new.
We had him in studio.
About a month ago.
What was his name?
He was from Australia, too.
Yeah.
And I can't remember his name, but he was nice enough to give me the whole veggie pod, which he brought into the studio. So I went down to Tiger's Nursery, Mission Hills Nursery, and I got carrots, I got cilantro, I got spinach, and I got lettuce. Didn't plant them exactly the way as I should have, as you explained to me this morning as you build the trough and then drop them in, because they're not exactly lined up, but they're doing fantastic. And the one thing I noticed is once you give it a couple of good deep thorough waterings with that hood on there,
uh-huh.
it stays moist. And you know this because you do your cuttings with your roses in a smaller version, right?
Right.
And it took about a week, week and a half, before they started to pop up, and now they're just going crazy. I did apply some HB 101, which I'm sure helped, and I'm looking forward to my little harvest.
Now, you know, you've got those, you've got clusters where you've got a bunch of seeds coming up.
Yeah.
You can go through there, and you can separate those, especially with the veggie pod, because it's got that mister that comes on. I don't know if you...
I'm not hooked up to the mister.
Oh, you're not hooked up to the mister?
No.
Well, anyway, the covering will help keep it moist.
Oh, it does. I thought I had to water more than I have to.
Yeah, so you can take those very gently and separate them and put them in a row.
I mean, just lift them up
yeah.
and put them back?
Yeah.
I'm so afraid to touch them. They look so fragile.
Get a little stick, like a tongue depressor, so that you can go in there, or if you've got a little trowel,
mm-hmm.
and dig them up, and then just line them out.
Yeah.
I know you're afraid to do it, but you
afraid
can do
to touch
it.
Them. You know, I know. And then you said, as far as when it let them get a lot bigger than they are, when it's time to do it, time to harvest them, just cut the tops and then take.
Well,
them.
On the cilantro, you just pick off the leaves that you need,
right?
But on lettuce, rather than pulling it out,
cut.
If you cut it, it'll come.
Okay.
Keep coming back and producing leaves, especially on a leaf lettuce.
What about the spinach?
Same thing for spinach.
Same thing for spinach.
Yeah.
And of course, the carrots, you just pull them right up.
That's right.
I wonder
you only get one shot on the carrots.
I wonder how many I'm going to get.
Well, I don't know.
You're right, though. There is something about, you know, we talked about, you know, getting a plant that's already established, already grown a little bit, you plant it. But something that comes up from seed is, you know, it's almost like giving birth. There's something very personal about it.
I told you that if you were planting carrots that you should also, because I showed you how to plant things in a row, just sprinkle the seeds through there.
Well, now you have after the fact.
Yeah.
That's my fault for not.
You didn't ask me. But if you have radishes, and you, because carrots take a long time to germinate. So if you just maybe every 6 inches put one radish seed, they'll come up within a few days. So you'll know where that row of carrots is supposed to be coming up.
Now, how am I going to know when the carrot is ready to be pulled up?
Well, I'm not sure. Let's see. It depends what size carrot or kind of carrot you use.
The small Garden America seed carrot.
How many
varieties do we have?
We've got about four or five.
So we've got a 1 in 4 chance to get this right.
There's one called Oxheart, which looks like it's a little short tomato, but those things are short carrot. Those things actually are like this.
Huge.
Yeah.
Too bad the camera's not on you so we can see that.
You saw it. That's all it's important.
So we got a break coming up here, and for those that do have the computer on, I'm going to do my best to try to set up a good shot here. As we go into our final break, our final segment, thank you so much. You're also very patient. John Bagnasco, Brian Main, waning moments of today's show. One more segment coming up at 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. And hopefully on Facebook when I get the camera situation straightened out. Broadcasting on BizTalk Radio from the iHeartMedia Studios in San Diego, California, this is the Garden America Radio Show.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC, But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we can only hope that the shot that I set up is going to last as long as the rest of the show, 51 minutes after the hour. It is our final segment with John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Tiger's off becoming a godfather. So that's what he's doing. He's back again next week. Biz Talk Radio, and again, 855-424-9825. John gave us just about all the information we need to know about growing cool season tomatoes during that last segment, and we do appreciate that. And you were looking for some comments that you lost on Facebook, right?
Yeah, and they're still gone on my – I can't figure out where they are. But I do remember one of the questions. Someone was asking about planting sweet peas. How to be successful planting sweet peas, and that's another thing that needs to go on the ground.
Right now?
Not right now. Usually October is when they get planted.
I should have grown sweet peas.
Well, you've got till October.
I've got room in there. Of course, I probably don't the way you saw the way that I had everything planted.
You wouldn't want to put sweet peas in there.
No?
No. You could put regular peas.
Why not sweet peas? What's the difference?
Because they're pretty long vines.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have enough room. But you could grow them in a pot.
Is North Shore a sweet pea?
It is a sweet pea.
It's one of your favorites.
No, it's not.
It used to be. You don't remember, but it used to be.
I do remember that there was a whole...
We did a whole thing on that.
Right.
And you mentioned radishes last break, too.
But anyway, let me finish on the sweet pea first.
Yeah.
The key is that they need to develop a good root system in the southern states, like, and then especially in California. They need to develop that strong root system because in the spring when the hot weather comes, peas don't like hot weather, and so they just burn up. So if you plant them in the spring, they don't have enough time to develop. So plant them now. They're not going to really grow a lot during the winter, but the root system will develop. And then in the spring when the weather warms up, they take off, they flower, and you get plenty for cutting.
Now, I was going to say, you mentioned radishes last segment, and you said that a radish is probably something – fun to plant because within about a week they peek up out of the soil.
So within a few days.
It's a very fast growing plant.
Yeah, within a few days. You're ready in 30 days, in a month, you're ready to eat them.
Wow. And I love radishes too.
Yeah, remember the best way to eat radishes.
This is a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
Standing on your head or something?
No, you slice them.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Extra virgin olive oil.
Right, and salt.
And salt.
And,
yes.
Yeah, and then just eat them with a fork. It's unbelievably good.
We have extra virgin olive oil at home. We don't have any radishes. I'm going to try that. That's good. And salt.
Yep. Okay. You can also do it with celery and green peppers. There's just something about the olive oil brings out the flavor of each of those vegetables and then the salt.
I cooked pork chops the other night with extra virgin olive oil.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. Just kind of moisten the pan a little bit. Yeah. And it's supposed to be really good for you, right?
Olive oil is very good for you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's a good oil. Shannon cooked a couple pork chops the other night also.
Ah, see? We're thinking alike.
Yeah. I didn't eat them, so she cooked them for her and Joe.
And then last night I took macaroni and cheese, I mixed it with turkey chili, and then I added corn chips.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. It was good. Little Trader Joe recipe that I picked up.
Really?
Yeah, it was very good.
I don't know if I could eat that. I did try some mac and cheese, I think about a week ago, and I was able to eat that.
How about taste? Did you have taste?
No.
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 So you're just eating to survive.
I just try to eat things that don't taste bad.
Okay.
Still, any kind of meat tastes really bad.
Yeah, so you
eat that.
You either have no taste or a bad taste. Is that about right? And then taste, you can taste cherries, right?
Maraschino cherries.
Yeah.
Not regular cherries. Hmm. Don't know why.
Well,
anyway.
You're going to be in the New England Journal of Medicine here before too long.
Well, I'm thinking of going to some Asian medicine doctors that are supposed to help me. Medicine doctor sounds like witch doctor.
Like, I'm going to go to see a witch doctor. I'm going to go down to New Orleans, and see a witch doctor.
Yeah. Oh, here's a nice comment. This is from Haley. Love, love, love your radio show. Thanks for all the information. Well, that was nice.
Thank you, Haley. We do appreciate that.
Yeah. And Dale mentions that he said that the my local garden centers have no idea about having winter tomato crops.
Mm-hmm. Where is Dale from? Do we know? I'm gonna guess a small town. Because I
can't remember. I thought he was.
I can understand that.
Dale, send us a little note on Facebook and tell us where you're from. I was thinking it was up near Reading, but
I can understand why they
Reading
wouldn't.
Or Chico.
I can understand why, depending upon where you go, they would have no idea. I would think independent garden centers, though, would know more than like a big box store.
Yeah, except, you know, here's one of the problems, since you mentioned big box stores. You can go into, at least in San Diego area, Home Depot 12 months out of the year and buy tomato plants, which is ridiculous.
Because
they're not going to grow
right
12 months out of the year. And the varieties that they have usually for the fall are not always the varieties that will produce short like a winter tomato.
And it's probably not the best place to ask a lot of detailed questions because they're not going to know. It's kind of almost like a side job, you know?
Yeah, I mean that.
Great place to buy your lumber. We love Home Depot for the lumber. In fact, I'm going to go there today and buy some.
I buy plants at Home Depot, too.
I've bought plants here. I'm going to buy some more Velcro today at Home Depot. It's my Velcro headquarters.
What are you using Velcro for?
For the back of my vehicle. I've got a little plastic insert that sits on the carpet, and it slides back and forth when I drive. So I added Velcro last weekend, and for the most part did a good job, but I realized I needed two more for the back of it, so it'll stay put.
I need to pick up some more bark mulch there. I finally am, and hopefully I'll finish it today, but you know the area in my backyard that was off to the right?
I know your backyard very well.
Still a lot of pots sitting over there.
Yep.
That is all planted and almost completely cleared out.
Really?
Yeah, there's just one little spot under the tree that I'm going to
finish today. So it's changed since we were there a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Okay, well, the clock is ticking down. Last minute words of advice or business to take care of, John?
Yeah, please go to GardenAmerica.com and click on the link and read about our tour coming up to England.
Right. July 2018.
July of 2018. And we're going to go to the Hampton Court Flower Show. It's going to be a fantastic trip. We're going to the Cotswolds, which is when you picture English villages.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Cotswolds is all about. We're going to see a lot of gardens, a lot of private gardens, too.
More information on that. If you get the newsletter, that's something you would already have known about. Hey, thank you so much for the entire crew. I want to thank our director, studio coordinator, Jeremiah, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Thank you for putting up with some of the Facebook camera problems. We'll do it again next week right here, Facebook Live and everything else. Until then, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.